cliffcentral.com.
Oh, I love that song. I love that song. Ariana Grande. Isn't that nice? One Last Time. Isn't that pretty, Mubs?
Yeah.
A happy song.
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande. Mabale, if you've got internet, you never have to wait to watch your favorite show again.
Why not?
Just download the free Showmax app on your smart device and start watching straight away. Easy. All the world's best series and movies are now just a second away. Now you can enjoy full box sets of Game of Thrones. Breaking Bad. The Wire.
Yes.
Shameless, Dexter, Friends, Big Bang Theory. All of those on your smart TV, laptop, or smartphone, all for 99 Rand a month. Sign up at showmax.com to subscribe and get your 7-day free trial. Have you tried it yet, Ben?
No, Gareth, I haven't. I don't have internet at the home yet.
What? You don't have internet at home?
Well, some things I don't have in life, Gareth.
God, I must give you my dongle. This is the saddest thing. I didn't know that. You have internet at home, Mubs?
I've got a dongle. Ben has a dongle.
You got a dongle.
Come on, Ben, show us your dongle.
Do me more, Akev. You got a dongle, baby.
I'm sorry. I don't know why that excited me, though. She said that.
She said, well,
I've got a dongle.
I do.
Right between
many,
my legs.
Many of us wish we had.
There's more to a man than his dongle, okay?
I've got a black dongle.
Oh,
yes, chum.
Yes, I do.
Says her.
Well, if you try with showmax.com, you can subscribe, get your 7-day free trial, and there are no obligations. You can cancel any time. If you cancel within the 7 days, they won't charge you a single thing. But if you decide to keep going, it's only 99 Rand a month. Come on. To get all the shows you've ever wanted? Hell yes. So what do we got? I just want to have a look here quickly. There are so many series on here. There's Breaking Bad, True Detective, Mistresses, Ghost Whisperer, Rectify, Madam Secretary, Harper's Island, Extant, Rain, True Blood, among others. And there's Happy Endings, Ray Donovan, Nashville, Elementary, Private Practice, Texas Rising. They've got all these movies. Isn't that incredible?
It's cool.
Huh? Showmax.com. So you thought, you know, you could watch a certain show, for example, and then you forgot to PVR it, and then you saw that it's no longer on the PVR. And here is the best way to get the show that you care about. Go to showmax.com and sign up today. I know Casper De Vries and his whole team are on Showmax. They're all trying it out. So you should too. What have you got to lose for 7 days free trial? Ben, why don't you try it here then?
I think I've seen it. I think it's a great product.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I give you permission to use our internet to test it out.
Hey, Gareth, that's always what I love about you. Yeah. You're about other people.
No, isn't that nice, Ben?
Even dongle-less me.
Dongle-less Ben. Now listen, Vaynant Pinar says he was listening to us earlier. We were talking about that movie Interstellar with Matthew McConaughey. He says he's seen a movie called Into Stella, which is porn, and he says it's slightly different.
Okay.
Was that before or after Stella got her dong back? Because that was also a good movie.
There's a lot of discussion around dong and dongle, and please, let's all try and behave ourselves here. This is terrible.
Boozy.
I'm sorry, what?
Vagina boozy.
What? Dumi Moraki, do you mind behaving yourself, please? Come in here and start talking like that.
Vagina boozy.
How are you, sexy?
Half asleep and tickled.
Vagina pussy. Do you want to play a game with us before
yes!
we even get going? All right, Flax, we're going to play a game called what? TGF. How does it work?
Okay, so TGF is tree, ground, flower. So I'm going to tell you something like a pomegranate, and you got to tell me, does this grow on a tree, ground, or flower?
Okay.
All right, wait, we got to have some theme music here. All right, let's go.
What do we do here? Do we call out our name when we have the answer? What? How does this work?
Why don't you go around the room and everybody
and
gets
then everyone
to go.
Everyone can be shamed accordingly, because this game's going to be tough.
All right.
What about cashews?
Let's start with cashews. That'll be Dumi's one. Go, Dumi. Cashews. Do cashews grow on a tree, on the ground, or on a flower?
Cashew nuts. Tree.
That's her, it's only her answer. So
one. Yeah, okay, tree's correct.
I was going to go with that one too.
Very nice.
It's quite weird. It's like a, you know, peppers that go in a salad. Yeah. So a cashew grows on like the end of this thing that looks like a pepper, and then they pick that off. And I don't know what they do with the fruit part.
Okay.
What about pineapples?
This is my Bali's turn.
Tree.
That is incorrect.
Ground.
Ooh.
Pineapples grow from the ground.
Damn it.
Pineapples in the ground?
Yes.
No way. Really?
Yes. Where do you think they come from?
I thought pineapples were on a tree.
You know, kind of like coconuts.
I've never heard of
a
pineapple tree, bro.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Really? So they grow on the ground?
Yeah.
God, I feel like such an idiot. I feel like those school kids in Britain who've never seen where meat comes from. They think you've just it arrives in the supermarket ready-made in steaks.
Okay.
Sure, that's embarrassing. I didn't even know. A pineapple doesn't grow on a tree.
It grows from the ground, huh?
What it? Show me a picture of a pineapple growing on the ground, Mum. See if I can. I want to see it. I don't believe it.
Imagine a pineapple.
Yeah.
Just on the ground.
That's it.
Well, there'll be some leaves around, I'm sure, for the mud.
All right. Now it's Ben's turn. Go, Ben.
Ben, where do black peppers come from?
Michael, I think it's something that flowers.
That is incorrect. From a tree.
Oh, the crowd are very unhappy with Ben and his answer. Okay, so the only one with a point so far is Dumi Morake. Okay, give me one.
Gareth, where's celery come from?
Celery? That grows in the ground.
That is correct.
Yeah, I mean, that was easy.
Yeah.
All right, so I get points there. So it's me and Dumi. Dumi's second turn, her chance to already lap everybody else.
Dumi, where do artichokes come from?
That black thing. It's blackish purplish, isn't it? Yeah. I have to see it in my head first.
Green?
Not an artichoke. Is it green?
I'm thinking...
Artichokes, yeah, they're not very good looking things.
Let me find a picture of an artichoke for her. It won't give her a clue.
It will give it, because you'll see the
Are
sauce.
Are they the long stalky ones? No, I'm thinking
they
of...
They go on pizza.
Pizza.
Oh, okay, no. See, I was thinking of something completely
pizza.
Different.
Pizza. Have you ever heard... You know what a pizza
what's
is?
What's an artichoke in isiZulu?
Oh, that thing. Oh.
That definitely has to grow out of a tree.
That is a grows out of a flower.
Wow.
What do you mean out of a flower? What's the difference?
So a flower. So is she getting the point or not?
No.
She's getting the point.
She's not getting the point. TGF. But how big is the flower?
It's an artichoke flower.
Let's look that up.
So an artichoke is...
Because a flower has petals. Yeah, there are petals involved. Because then I want an audit. Are there petals involved?
It looks like a giant thistle.
Oh my gosh!
It's a very, very interesting looking thing.
It's like violet or purplish.
It looks like a big thistle, a big artichoke flower. All right, so artichokes grow in a flower. Mabali's turn. Let's go.
Mubs, where do peanuts grow from?
Oh, crap. From the ground?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yay!
See, I would have said a tree.
Yeah,
me too.
Peanuts grow on the ground.
They grow on the ground.
And then what happens?
We're learning things. Yeah? What
so
happens
you
then?
So step on one, then it becomes peanut butter.
Ben's turn. Go.
Let me find a hard one for Ben.
Michael.
What about... there's something called arugula.
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 I don't know what that is. Let's start there.
No, leave it. If we don't know what it is.
What about leeks?
Yeah, leeks. Give Ben leeks.
Leeks come from the ground.
Incorrect.
Oh,
leeks are a flower.
What?
Yeah, I think I'm sensing a thread here.
Sheesh.
Sure, I would have said out of the ground as well. Okay, give me one.
Gareth, where do kiwis come from?
Kiwis grow on a tree, definitely. Kiwi fruit.
That is correct.
I was going to say New Zealand.
Do me Maraka's turn. Go.
To me, where does beetroot come from?
The ground.
That is correct.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Beetroot. Yeah.
That was an easy one, though. Right. It's a root pill.
Correct. Yes, exactly. The word root. Are we done with this game?
Can we do one more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's all hop in on this one.
Where does broccoli come from?
Oh.
Broccoli.
The ground.
The ground. But it's a flower. It's a flower. It's a flower. It's a flower.
It's a flower. It's a flower.
Ground.
Flower.
Ground.
Flower.
The correct answer is flower.
Wow. All right. The most score in any game we've ever played, Dumi. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'd like to thank all my teachers, and especially my English teacher and my biology teacher.
You're very good at this. You could basically go and you could go and lecture in what is it called?
Horticulture is flowers.
Horticulture. Wow. What a way to leave our perfect wedding, hey, Yassis, with all that controversy.
Dude. I was like, but why me? Why me?
Did you see the episode before it went live?
No, I didn't. And it's funny because after we shot it, I was like, hey, there's going to be editing like a mother fornicator on this one.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, because it was very... it started off quietly Sunday night. There were only a few people who sort of... And everybody watches the show, but a few people were like, whoa, this is not right.
Yeah.
Sipua Dana and so on.
Yeah.
Then Monday morning comes around and... Our Perfect Wedding's all about paedophiles and taxi drivers who pick up girls from schools, and this is inappropriate. And then you've got women's rights organizations involved. And how did you find out about it? The controversy, that is.
On Monday, people are saying, hey, so what's the story now? I'm like, what story? What happened? Where? How? Because, you know, I don't get to watch the episode because a lot of the times, you know, I'm out on a Sunday shooting another wedding.
Yeah.
And then I got a call from the office. They were saying, listen, you cannot engage with media on this thing because we're working on it. I'm like, what is going on? So then I follow the Twitter timeline and I'm like, oh, my word. But you know, I had such mixed feelings about it because some people are just jumping on a bandwagon, I felt. And also, I felt like a lot of people are also being hypocrites. Like, it's so weird.
Were any of them misdirecting their criticism at you specifically? Because people will do that sometimes.
Yeah.
They will blame you. They'll play the entire production company. They'll blame, you know, they'll blame everyone linked to the project.
It's weird. I don't know if I've made people scared of me somehow, because I didn't get that. I was waiting for it.
No, but people were saying like, oh, Basitsana, it's all Basitsana's fault.
Yeah.
She's an evil woman. And meanwhile, she's like, you know what? Get on with the show. Do the show. I'm not going to watch every goddamn edit.
No, but you know what I think the problem is? I think it's because on OPW, we really do just focus on the couple and the build-up and the wedding. So I think the background was over. And that's why they put up that apology to say, look, we're sorry we missed it. It's just when you've been doing something so long, you've picked what your focus is. And it's not like we're watching a 14-year-old get married to. And I'm not speaking on behalf of OPW, by the way, because, you know, I'm done with them.
I'm just saying, in my own personal capacity,
I just feel like people started to act as if we watched a 14-year-old get married to a 28-year-old.
Mm.
That was my only issue with it. I'm like, come on, we watched an adult who's ready to get married.
And also, people who are justifiably outraged shouldn't be angry with a TV show. They should be angry that this is how society works.
That normalization of stuff like that. But... that said, you know what upset me the most is when people twist what you said. I thought the situation was bad enough. It did not need anyone to add anything to it.
Mm-hmm.
So when people said, no, but this guy is like publicly just saying how he went to pick up school kids and help himself to them. I said, no. Guys, if we watch the footage back, he speaks about how he had lots of girlfriends. So he goes, I was a man whore. I got that.
Mm.
I did not get him going, I went into schools looking for girls. That's not what he said. He even said that was, you know, the youngest girl he'd been with who had lied about her age. I mean, he says it explicitly.
Yeah.
She lied. She even says it. I told him I was older.
Right.
You know what I mean? It happens.
Mm.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Look, the conversation needs to happen. So I'm glad it opened up that debate. But I also think sometimes people need to just regulate themselves.
Well, you know what's interesting is we're in and you're a stand-up comedian, which is one of the toughest jobs in the world.
Mm.
I've always said so. But there is so much, there's like a love of being outraged at the moment.
Yes, we love. Oh, gosh.
People want to get cross.
And you don't need to look for it because someone will give it to you. Like, bless our president. Yo, this guy.
Content for days.
We woke up, there's no nay-nay. We woke up. There's no nay-nay.
Yeah.
And then the red drop. I'm like, what are you doing, Keita? What's wrong?
I've withdrawn my feathers.
And then
as you can see my hand, I had, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
What a creep. If you got home, you'd expect this guy to be hanging out behind your door as you get home and go, hi, I'm here for you, baby.
And then he still makes jokes.
Mm.
I am not an economist. I don't have these things. Then stop messing up.
But my point is, as a stand-up, it's so much harder now. Because if people film you on their cell phones at a gig, before, that was something they'd have to say, oh, did you hear Dumi said this? And you could always say, no, this is the context, this is how it works. But now they can film you saying something about Muslims. Mm. Next thing, you're a massive Islamophobe on the internet. And you're like, whoa, I've been doing stand-up for years now. Yeah. Calm, everybody calm down. Yeah. Does it drive you mad? Are you worried about this? Chris Rock won't go to colleges in America anymore. He refuses to play colleges. He says that everybody there is too politically correct. It's impossible to find anything. If he jokes about Caitlyn Jenner, they boo him and chase him out of the theater.
Kevin.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, for me, it's different. I feel like once you've put something in the public arena, just be prepared to deal with how it's going to come back. So it's a risk, but I don't think it happens enough for me to go, oh, no, man, I'm going to make everybody switch off their phones. Because also for me, the more people see me, the better. So for me, it depends on how you look at it. But you know, people do take you and they don't give context. I mean, I saw someone posting, you know, when we did the roast, I spoke about Kanyimbao's vajayjay, right? But that was part of a roast. Mm. Now this chick takes this thing by itself, doesn't say
vagina
she's...
I,
you can't stop,
that's
can
one. And this chick posts, Timmy Meraki once said this about Kanyimbao's vajayjay. So, and then she speaks about somebody else's vajayjay, because clearly she's starting a fight. Mm. But let's put Timmy Meraki there so that you can get away with it, because Timmy Meraki started it. Like, WTF, chum.
It was
but
a roast.
Yeah. Don't you think that we are now suffering from a power trip? Because we keep being told that there's immense power in social media. Mm-hmm. And if you are outraged enough on social media, you can get entire brands to issue apologies, to actually say to you, okay, I'm sorry, Mabali, that I hurt your feelings.
But
you can get people suspended. You can even get people fired. And I think people on social media actually...
You're right. It's
They're suffering from a power trip now, because they're thinking, you know, if I just scream loudly enough about Dumi Meraki, they'll pull her off this episode, or they'll kick her out of this gig that she's booked.
And then that idiot's going to go around telling their people, I was the
this
one.
This is how powerful I am.
Yeah.
And you know what I hate is the screen grab, bruv. Because sometimes you're like, okay, let me catch you on a DM. And then you still get in the... But I'm like, dude, it was a DM. Like, how did I be in trouble? Like
this is what happened to Unite.
Yes, yeah. I'm like, but it's a DM.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I still feel her being fired was a...
Well, she wasn't fired. She was suspended.
It's still a bitch move.
Yeah.
Because
totally.
It was a DM. It is private, first of all. Second of all, guys, social media, people act like that virtual space has different laws and different rules to real life. It's still real life. So if you're saying it on social media, you're saying it publicly. Mm-hmm. So I get why you're in a little bit more trouble. But at the same time, why are we also giving these monkeys attention? For me, if someone is throwing stuff like that with their egg face or two followers, and you're sitting there, Gareth, with probably a million there. And why? Why?
Well, you know, they'll probably advise somebody like you who's a big name in the country. They'll say, well, Dumi, you know, you'll have to be responsible with your social media. But nobody will turn around and tell that egg with the two followers, you can't abuse your social media because you deliberately have
and
a personal vendetta against Dumi Meraki.
This is why when Gareth and I have got the right sponsors, because once we put this in the hands of a broadcaster, they're going to try and control it. Once we have enough sponsors and that show goes out, where we are going to have a showdown with these so-called power people who are powerful when they're on social media, we'll be able to resolve this thing.
We're going
to
do it.
Because we should do it. And I feel like right now, celebrities must also take power while they're waiting for me and Gareth to secure this thing. They must, when somebody has something to say, publicly put an address and say, meet me at this place. Let's talk it out.
Right.
But here you are passionate about this thing. Mm. Let's meet. Which province are you? I'm coming. Yeah. Come. I'm
that
coming
would be,
also.
That would be great, because you'd also draw a crowd and they could all stand around and watch and fight, fight.
Let's deal.
And you to find out it's probably some fat loser who lives in their parents'
basement. Hey, I'm tired of these things. No, my favorite. So I stalked one person who had been particularly mean to me. So I was like, I'm going to find you, bitch. I'm going to find.
First of all, what did they say that was mean?
It was. They were not stopping about my macabre. I was like, but this person, I keep blocking, and then their things are coming up in other people's things. It was very much about how I look.
Mm. So this girl
looked like she ate me twice. I'm like, but girl, you look like you chowed me and had me for dessert.
She's
and you
giving
stay,
you shit about your weight, but she's enormous.
She is, Joe.
Morbidly obese.
At which point I walked, even morbid, I can see obese looks at it and goes, but now you're putting me under pressure. You know what I mean? Like, just like, I need redefinition here. And I thought, okay, this is when I must walk away. Just some mother's children need hugs, Gareth. Yeah. We work too hard and we do too well. And there are people who wish they had at least one person who gave them that much, at least a fraction of the attention we get. These people are not important enough. What I love is I know a lot of those people will be in the front row of my show.
Now, this show is called Tumi or Not Tumi. And it's at the Lyric Theater on the 11th and 12th of December. Yes. That's today.
Yes, I start tonight. I have not been sleeping. I am very anxious and very red. And it's Tumi or Not Tumi. Eh? Mm-hmm. And do you know how many of my people are like, yeah, but what does that mean? And somebody said to me, please change the name of the show. It's terrible.
But it's Shakespearean.
And I said, but Chama, it's Shakespeare. It's not my fault. It's not my fault.
But this is great. To me or not to me?
That is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of an outrageous kind.
Listen to you. You know the
or
whole...
Or take up arms against the sea that's of the most, BS.
That's the most well-known monologue.
Yes.
In acting history.
Yes. And it's my fav.
Hamlet.
It's my fav. I did an interview recently where then they decided to quiz me on Shakespeare because then isn't it when you say, I love Shakespeare?
And yeah, then they're like, oh, okay.
And then they throw the stuff at me. Heartless.
And, like and you passed the flying colors.
Me and the iambic pentameter. Yeah. You cannot mess with me.
Iambic pentameter?
Yes.
I haven't heard that since high school.
I don't know.
Because they were saying, you know how they were trying to trap me? Because they were going, okay, you must, which one is actually Shakespeare and which one is fake Shakespeare? Okay.
All right.
And I was like, this is too easy. Because all I have to do is just listen out for the iambic pentameter. If it's not in there, if it's not in the rhythm, it's not Shakespeare.
What is
It's a kind of...
Na 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 na. Na 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 na. That's how Shakespeare writes. So if you don't understand it, and this is for you, if you are still in school next year, English, Shakespeare is still going to kick your ass. If you don't understand the line of Shakespeare, right, and you don't have the time to go and look for the definition because it's old English, sometimes if you read it in iambic pentameter, I promise you money back guarantee, the sentence actually makes sense. Because sometimes he breaks them up so that they stay within the rhythm. So then the sentence doesn't make sense to you when you read it normally in English. But the minute you read it back to yourself in iambic pentameter, you understand.
Na 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 na
na na na.
Right.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
Huh.
Whether it's so... Well,
there you go. Do you see?
Mubs, free education. Yeah. It's because I like English. In fact, I like languages. You understand? Huh. So that was the one thing I enjoyed about that old English vibes. So I was like, I'm calling it to me or not to me because I don't want to dumb it down. Because people are like, but you can't call it that. You're isolating people who don't know Shakespeare. I'm like, come on, man. It's just everybody knows to be or not to be, even people who don't know Shakespeare. Mm. You know? And also, I want to own that. I mean, there's a comedian who once told me I'm not a black comedian anymore. And I thought, that's
rough.
And then I thought, no, let me own it, actually. It's fine. I'd rather call myself a cosmopolitan comedian who...
Was that Lindiwe Mazibuko? You're not a black comedian anymore.
I don't understand what they're trying to achieve by saying that. Because all black comedians need to subscribe to one big format. Or what are they trying to say?
No, but this is a problem a lot of people have in this country. White and black people. Mm. White people always go, you're not white enough. The minute a white guy grows dreadlocks or a white guy decides that he likes rap music or a white guy decides he wants to go and watch Dumi Morake's show. Yeah. And black people will say, you're abandoning the people. Mm. When the minute you go and you do something that everybody else doesn't expect you to do. You must be part of the stereotype.
Yes.
Otherwise you're bad.
You're bad.
And I say, screw those people.
Must talk the vernacular.
The most interesting people I know are the ones who break the stereotype.
Yes. Sorry, just off topic. When are you bringing David Van Rooyen in here?
Well, if we can even figure out who he is or where he is.
I love, because I heard David Van Rooyen, and listened to the news. This person, he makes so good. And I hear a person of the soil. I was on the floor.
With a name like David Van Rooyen.
How many white people has he trapped, this guy?
Can you imagine? Because he goes to Home Affairs and it says on his ID, David Van Rooyen. And he goes for job interviews and people go, oh, it's a white. There and he arrives and he goes, hello, hello.
I'm sure the announcement came out like, we've changed the Minister of Finance. Freak out. They see David Van Rooyen. Yeah, it's all right. Then the guy speaks, Neo, man.
How does he say
like
sounds like this?
With people's hello, feelings. Hello, hello.
I haven't heard him speak, but there was a meme that I saw yesterday about when white people first saw David Van Rooyen, and there's a picture of a baby reacting to a lemon that was put in their mouth.
My favorite was when you look like Nkosi Sikelel Afrika. But your name sounds like Tista. Yes, can we help you, sir?
This is the Minister of Finance.
What is your name?
I've got a very difficult situation. The global economic crisis. Yes. But it's very bad. And if you ask me what, if you ask me the questions, how am I going to solve? I'm going to say Angas.
There needs to be, like, there's a story behind this guy's name.
He has to explain.
Like, I need to, I want to know that
story.
Because
know
if it's apple green, you know it's toast.
He was the guy. Do you remember that? apple green.
Then, you know, you must have a surname that we can ask.
Do you know that he comes from the Merafong municipality,
yes!
which used to be Kutsong, right?
Yes.
Now, Kutsong was, there was this massive border dispute. He said, no, they must stay in the northwest. And the people of Kutsong said, fuck you.
Yeah.
They burnt his house down.
They chased him out.
They
literally chased him away. Yeah,
then
he ran away from the people.
He's a staring.
He's a staring. Maybe we must just relax a little bit.
Hey, if they came for you and burnt your house down, you would run away.
I know.
You wouldn't
go
back into politics.
Yeah, but he's the one. If he's after that, he's still. I know. You know what? David, do you think? That Dave.
Think about it this way.
Hey.
Metaphorically, since we're talking Shakespeare, if they've burnt your house down and you can still build a life, our economy is on fire at the moment. Our house is on fire. He is maybe the guy to fix the problem.
He's not even high, guys. This guy's not even holding a joint and he's that level of deep. Gareth, the other one.
I did not know you, of all people. This is the most boring thing ever, but you used to be a puppeteer?
Yes. But I even have a puppet for my kiddies and they love it. No, hand puppeteer.
Hand puppets.
I actually, there was a time I was like, I want to mess with Conrad.
Conrad Koch.
I was like, I want to mess with Conrad Koch. And just arrive at a gig and go on before him and do a puppet. Like, proper do some ventriloquist vibe just to mess with him.
Did you do it?
I want to. I finally bought my hand head puppet.
Yeah.
But now I've said it. You will see it coming in.
No, he won't.
No, he won't.
He won't.
You
go and do it anyway.
I should do it. I shouldn't.
He doesn't listen to us all the time. He only listens when he's on. Then he listens to that podcast over and over again to get the numbers up. Because he wants everybody to think it's the most popular podcast.
Do you guys still pinch each other once in a while?
What, him and I?
I
see him every now and then. I like him. I think he's very funny. I think he's very clever. But it's very interesting to me, the difference between Conrad Koch and Chester Missing. Because Chester Missing is funny.
Yes.
And sarcastic and interesting and sometimes makes really good social commentary. But Conrad Koch can be a little up his own ass when it comes to the anthropology stuff. And I mean, that's because he's an academic, you know. So there are definitely two people you're dealing with there. So what do you think of what's going on at the moment? I mean, we talk about this David von Rooyen. I think he would be an interesting guy to talk to. I really do.
Yeah.
But Jesus, the Rand's gone for a ball of shit.
If
people are pulling their money out of this country, left, right, and center. It's bad, huh?
But listen, there's Samuel L. Jackson threatening to move here. I laughed when I heard him say that because it reminded me of my gag when I used to say, if Julius Malema becomes president, I'm moving to Zimbabwe. And I'm like, look, Samuel, we are Samuel Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
He's going to come here.
We are Samuel Zimbabwe.
Yes, we are. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
I'm like, you better be prepared to live on dollars, Kader, because the rent. Yo, when I was in the UK, right, like recently, I felt like the rent has bent over and there's the pound pounding it there.
Yeah.
I was so sad. It's the first time I've come back from the UK and not shopped. I usually go there, I go back for the kids and stuff.
Yeah.
You know? But this time I was like, no, this is... I did not get drunk on my own money. I allowed white people to buy me drinks.
You're like,
I was that girl.
You're not spending your money.
That was
here.
The last time you've ever gone overseas, and that will be the last time. We were joking yesterday. One day your children will gather around. There'll only be fire because Eskom won't have given us anything. There'll be no water. You'll be sitting like Mad Max in the desert, right?
Yeah.
And your children will be sitting on rocks around you, and you'll be going... Children, let me tell you about the last time any South Africans went overseas. I was a young girl. And I went to a place called London.
Like, who needs
if we had
you
power, you could Google it.
You could Google. Yes. Okay, let me tell you what Google was at that time.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so rough, eh? It's funny. But also what I feel like it's forcing us to be real, especially as people of the soil, people of struggle. We are going back to our roots by force
this time.
You understand? By force. Because with Eskom, the power cuts, now you must gas, build fires. Mm-hmm. There's no more bugs because of the water situation. So it's back to the Vascom.
But like, it hurts even more because...
Guess in Pompini.
I guess in Pompini, my friend. Not in Pompini. There's still dignity involved. You must just get your Vascom, you know? And if you think about it, it's hand in hand with power saving because, you know, you put the water in the kettle.
There's still dignity.
You don't boil. You yes. Because now you're saving power and water. So you put in the kettle, remember. You don't let it boil. You let it, as soon as it goes hissing, you switch off.
Yeah.
And then you put in the Vascom. Yeah. And then you put two parts cold to one part hot.
Yes, yes.
Maybe
you've
two and a half
you've
if
got to
you,
get the right temperature.
Yes. And then before you put the Vascom in, you take your cup, you take the water you're going to brush your teeth.
One of those
before
enamel,
you put it aside.
Yeah. Enamel
plastic. Yeah, but don't put enamel because enamel is too much of a conductor of heat.
Plastic,
so you lose heat too quickly.
Plastic.
Put plastic. Yeah. Then you put aside so it'll stay warmer longer. And then you continue to proceed. Ne?
With armpits?
With face. You can do full one if it's a big Vascom, yeah. But because of depending on the intensity, you might have to do face. You just do ID book face, underarms, bottom shelf, air cuts. Done. Then the water, you must use it to water your garden. Then you have gardened, you don't need a hose pipe, you have bathed, and you have brushed your teeth and saved electricity.
No, but this is. To me, this is why it hurts extra. It hurts extra because the very same political party that liberated us is now doing this to us. The very same party.
But I don't blame them. We are in a country that was built to serve a minority. So the facilities are for a minority, yet a majority has taken over.
Yeah. And, the minority of that majority are the ones who are getting everything.
Yes. Yeah. And because they just jumped in and said, let's just run with this thing. Before going, wait, we are not Jesus. There's only 5 fishes here, 2 loaves. Let's first bake some more or extend this thing and then go crazy. And then they were like, yeah, but it's time to eat. Let's just all eat.
Yeah,
and now they're thinking this 5 must just be stretched as far as possible. Mm. Come on. That's the only thing that upsets me because I feel like if we regulate corruption, if we all agree, at this point you've eaten. Now please deliver.
Help us. Yeah.
Help us. I mean, I get it. We all need to eat. Shame. Mm. But just if you cared enough at least to say, but you see, I'm eating, but look, that school, they're flushing their toilets. Mm.
Yeah.
You know, like just get something right before you just reward yourself. Fine. Don't just eat him. You have arrived. Now I'm eating. It feels wrong. Mm. You know, do something for us. Because we don't know what the Madiba did. That's why people are divided. Some are like, sell out. Some are like, oh, he was Jesus. He was an angel. I'm just saying everybody at some point just had a bit of a pop, a little bit of a taste. Just regulate yourself, Kada. Get something right first. Mm. Don't just eat and kill the country. How? Because even me personally,
I don't know. I mean, Gedlikegisa's girlfriend who's running SAA.
Mm.
I think they have a kid together, actually. I saw that on the internet yesterday.
Sometimes
I don't know whether
I wonder
it's true.
If I'm carrying his child. You know, you're just going at nobody knows how he's doing it. I don't know.
Yeah. Everyone has assumed my child.
You're joking.
Because, I mean, really. How many? Yeah.
I look at my second mom. Is it possible? I was in KZN that one day. I don't know.
How many children does he have?
While he was sleeping. You might have come in while you were sleeping and snuck into your room.
Like a togolosh.
There's a togolosh on my toot.
There's a president togolosh.
The presidential
while you're
togolosh.
Sleeping, he claps. It's your
Karen
bed.
Finished,
and he gets, I can't, this is too funny. This is too funny. And you're having sweet dreams and he's trying to finger you.
And then he quickly withdraws his fingers.
I've withdrawn my fingers. As you can see my hand ahead, yeah.
27 children.
The next thing you know, you've got a kid.
You're like, I don't know.
Can't we just get him Sony Max? Yeah. Then he can stop making
him. And then you end up on that show where the one that I didn't know I was pregnant.
I didn't know I was pregnant.
Like there's a show called I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant. That's how it happens.
And then
it's
you
from
have a
Jay-Z.
Child. You have a child with two heads. How did this happen?
I can imagine this. Can you imagine, Zuma, the first time you heard that, though? Two heads are better than one. Yes, I knew it. No? Oh, not for not
my,
me.
My ex-producer, Tabo, always used to say, whenever Lekisa made a bad decision, he'd say, "You see, Gareth, two heads are better than one."
Oh, wow.
But there are a lot of Tabo and Becky pictures going around yesterday. Did you see those?
Hello?
From the other side. Can you, what do you think Tabo Mbeki's saying to himself right now? He's sitting there. In Asa, what is he saying to himself?
I mean, you?
This is such a... Because remember, we were all... I mean, I was one of those people very excited. Again, I spoke to Tabo yesterday. This is why I bring him up.
Tabo Mbeki.
No, Mudisan. Oh. So I said to Tabo, because I sent him a picture of Gedlekisa laughing.
Well, I mean, he always is laughing. There.
And I said, holy mother of God. Because yeah. Tabo, when that happened at Polokwane, yeah. Tabo came into the studio. We were starting our morning show. And Zuma had effectively destroyed Tabo Mbeki at Polokwane. Mm. Tabo came in, he put his hands on the table. And he looked at me and he went, oh, holy mother of God. And I said, no, this is a good thing. This is good for democracy. Blah, blah. He said to me, you don't even know how bad this is. And sure. We didn't know. I mean, what we wouldn't do for Tabo Mbeki now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't know.
It's okay, guys. It's okay. We will sit here as a country and say...
You know what? We look to people like you to help us through and to make us feel better.
All right, everybody,
Zuma or not Zuma.
Everybody in South Africa who's feeling shitty at the moment, including ministers who've been fired and need upliftment, go to Tumi's show. It's called To Me or Not To Me,
please.
At the Lyric Theatre on the today and tomorrow only. Is it sold out yet? It must be close to.
No, it's not. It's not that I didn't have media partners. I have
we'll
this thing myself.
You.
But ticket sales are looking cool. So
this
I'm
really
okay.
Good. Listen, you need everybody needs an upliftment this time of year, and especially with the news that's going on at the moment. Go and watch Dumi's show. You can get your tickets at CompuTicket. Mm. And she will even, she's got three children, she'll give you one if you're the first to book now.
Yes, the last one.
Which one?
The last one. It's got big cheeks, can climb things. You can use her for security because she kicks and beats and bites.
That's like, great.
Who needs
there we go.
Like a dog.
Bonus, you can get a free child if you are among the first to book.
And she speaks English, so everybody's open. She's like open game.
Whites, blacks, coloured Indians, even blacks called David Van Rooyen. I think that's awesome. That's like a white person called Lindiwe.
Lindiwe Chabalala.
Gula. Can you imagine?
That's funny.
Oh, that's great. Or a white person called Papin Chongwana, for example. That happens. Oh, I'm kidding. Come on, I love Papi. Don't give me that. So listen, Dumi, this is what's happening the rest of the day on cliffcentral.com today. We've got Untapped Talent with Siya Sangweni Finn. You see, Siya Finn. You'd never guess.
Yeah, Siya Sangweni. Finn.
Untapped Talent sounds like right. Hot virgins.
Sorry. Well, when Duncan Mabaso, who sometimes controls the shows here, comes in and he stands in for Sia sometimes, he calls it Tapping the Talent, which is a different kind of show. So they've got powerful dynamic singers Marco Kanye and Adam are about to take South Africa by storm as Free Fall Empire. Sia will chat to them. Then it's Sex Talk at 10. With Jonty Sill and the team. Today they're talking about sexy game shows. Tips, advice, and adventures to make your holiday hot, exciting, and sexy.
Ooh, okay.
Like imagine a bedspread with Twister circles on it. Oh, in different colors. You could play Sex Twister on the bed. You like that? What's the most awkward position you've ever found yourself in on your bed?
You mean in general or specifically sex-related?
Well, I'm thinking it'd probably be sex-related. Or have you ever woken up in the most awkward position? Legs spread, just legs over your head. Any strange positions?
Like when you're not that flexible.
When you're drunk, when you're drunk and you go to sleep drunk, you sometimes sleep on an arm and then it goes dead.
Yes. For me, it's clothes where I found something I was wearing. I don't know how it got that way and I can't take it off.
So it's all twisted.
But in the moment, clearly it allowed for entry.
Yeah,
but now I am unable to extricate myself from the item.
some people go to sleep with their head on the pillow, and then in the morning they wake up and their head is on the other side of the bed where the feet should be.
Yes, like, because her husband was helping himself to that thing you refused to give him.
Who knows what you were doing in your sleep?
I will take it by force.
He pulled a Zuma.
I demand a paternity test.
That's a good-looking child. I'm not paying any kind of maintenance. Ask Marco Kumalo for a handful of maize.
Maybe you should charge him e-tolls for every entry point.
Yeah, every time the president goes near a woman, you should charge him e-tolls.
So he can maintain.
Mr. President, you are allowed, but you're paying e-tolls.
Yeah. Where's your e-tag? Enter my gantry, damn it.
Enter my gantry, we'll do some catering deployment.
Don't go through the back route. Back to the gantry, babe.
Sex Talk is followed by the Casper Radio Show with Casper De Vries and his team. And isn't it your voice? You're the one who says the following show may be offensive. You'd like to hear it. It's you. Casper De Vries and his team, we get an ardent listener of the show, a guy called Yonku. We'll be talking to the team. Our special guest on the second visit to the show, Jacques Terblanche. And finally, Korn and his family are punching bags of life in our soap, Korn's Story. Oh, yeah. That's a very, it's a busy show. Fashion Lab with Liz Ogumbo-Regisford, Morik Peterson, and Misha Lensik, the African Fashion Revolution Part 2. And they've got the fabulous Vanya Manguliso and Siviwe James in the studio too. O'Neill is on, the 00C. O'Neill will chat to Monique Bingham, who is big on the house music scene. He also has rapper MT in the studio, who is slowly starting to blow up in the industry. And I wonder, because you know O'Neill's the biggest person on Twitter in Botswana.
Yes.
You know that. So I wonder if he's going home for Christmas in Botswana or whether he's going to do Christmas here. We'll find out about that and more. Kelman and Cliff Central is up at the end of the day. It's finally the end of the week. Aria touches base with winners. Power Couple South Africa. Have you been watching that at all?
Uh-uh.
I haven't either. I started watching it and then I kind of lost out. Live from Cape Town. Then Michael Flax will bring you his weekly dose of crazy in...
Relax, it's Flax. And this is the last one for the year. So we're going out with a complete banger. Mm. So you want to be there, 420, be there, be square.
All right. Very nice, Flax. Sure. Whew. What a day.
That was required.
Yes, Tumi, you've made my day. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Listen,
such a lekker laugh.
If you don't go to Tumi's show this weekend, we can't be friends anymore. It's Tumi or not Tumi. At the Lyric Theatre tonight and tomorrow night only. Get in there ASAP. She does not want her parents to go on social welfare. That's what she threatened. She told me that's the first people to go will be the parents. They'll be put on welfare. So come on. She's done very well. How do you fit everything in? You've got so much going on.
Yeah, TV shows. Sorry, I thought we were having another conversation.
Oh, right.
Yes.
TV shows, stand-up comedy, you have a day job, you have lots of things that you do.
I push it, and then just when I see I'm just on the
children.
Tip of divorce, then I slow down. And I'm like, okay, we're back.
Unbelievable. Someone says here, Dandega says, Tumi Morake should be on Cliff Central every day. Morning dose of Tumi's absolute lolment.
# I'm applying for a job right now. Thank you, Kada. That's my first recommendation. Please consider that part of my CV. Thanks, Gareth.
You guys have to listen to part 3 of this show. I'm crying with laughter. Tumi Morake is insane. And that's from your only white Our Perfect Wedding viewer.
Hey, there's also an American one, please. Ne? I met this American uncle. I was like, oh my God, I love you on that show. It's like, you got to be kidding me right now.
All right. Listen, we will see you tomorrow.
Yes.
No, it's tomorrow, Saturday. Don't be ridiculous. No, we won't see you tomorrow.
Well, but
Tumi will see you tomorrow.
Yes.
Tumi will see you at her show tomorrow and on this evening if you can't get tickets to tomorrow. And thank you for joining us. Blah, blah, blah. We will catch up on Monday. Mubs?
Yeah, no, this was a good way to end the week, especially considering the last few days that we've had. Thank you, Tumi.
Thank you.
All right, let me just finish up with the un-news for this morning and let's get cracking. We don't have a whole lot of time to waste. Dumi, thank you so much. All the best for your show. I hope it goes extremely well. It will be a sellout by this time tomorrow. And or by this, what am I talking about? Tonight's will be sold out by about 10 o'clock. No doubt in that, friend. Here's what you need to know. The campaign Zuma Must Fall is gaining momentum as scores of South Africans plead for the president to step down. Reports from his office say that he did step down this morning, down from his golden toilet. Before flushing, he had a look in the bowl. He saw South Africa. It made him laugh and laugh and laugh. He then ordered David van Rooyen to order fresh rolls of 200 rand toilet paper. It's been a big week in Port Elizabeth. Shame. They got Uber finally in PE. Did you hear about that, Dumi?
Yes, that is wonderful. I go to PE every once in a while.
Now you can use Uber there.
Yes.
The people of the seaside village of Port Elizabeth are really chuffed with this, joining Cape Town, Johannesburg, Pretoria and Durban in having this new and innovative service. Nobody has downloaded the app or taken a ride in an Uber car yet, but the shiny new Toyota Corollas sure have added some sophistication to those PE streets, with some now calling it the Monte Carlo of the Eastern Cape. Isn't that great? And finally, the English cricket team arrives in the country today. Despite a fresh loss to Pakistan in their last test series, the English are in high spirits and have changed and arranged a variety of activities and events planned, mostly because of the Rand-Pound exchange. The English cricket team have hired out the whole of Durban for Christmas, all of it, and are welcoming family and friends for a week of fun and games while they enjoy some light training. For New Year, they have bought the Mount Nelson in Cape Town and shall be hosting Prince Harry for some partying there. Then they move up to the Highveld, where they'll be taking over the whole of Sandton City. By this stage of the tour, they want to shop, so buying all the shops will help with that too. It's nice to have a pound. It's nice to get pounded by the pound. Have a good weekend. Thank you to Tumi Morake. Thank you, Mabale Moloi. Thank you, Ben Karpinski. Thank you, Michael Flax. And Sia Sangweni Fun will return in the next show, but he will be back with us on Monday. Have an excellent weekend. Don't forget our New Year's Eve party. It's happening at Madison. And that's across the road. Tickets are now available, so get onto CompuTicket ASAP and book for Cliff Central Rocks Madison at CompuTicket.com. Our exclusive VIP with me, with O'Neill, with Miss Prue, the Cliff Central crew, an outdoor tented area, lots of bars, food, prizes, gorgeous people, and a night to remember. Book at CompuTicket for Cliff Central Rocks Madison, CompuTicket.com. Get in there ASAP. We will see you on Monday. CliffCentral.com.